When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's the end of the show, show, the end of the show, show, the end of the show, show, the end of the show, show.
Hi there, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up what went down on the internet for the nerds and every weekday morning in Seattle. Hey, I'm Gregor, host of mornings on 107.7 The End, and back! Evidently my last pod had some technical difficulties. I won't point fingers. It's probably my fault. Shoutouts to my buddy Sean for noticing that and hitting me up. But I was at a cabin in the middle of nowhere, enjoying some mountain time to get out of the dang city. Feel weird about it, too. A little bit. Hope you had a good weekend. Hopefully nothing blew up. Hopefully you didn't walk outside of your house and see smoldering fireworks on the roof of your neighbor's house. Hopefully that was only me. You people and your fireworks are freaking crazy. I posted on our Facebook page at 107.7 The End, like, was there fewer, the same amount, or way more fireworks than last year? And collectively everyone said way more. There's only like one person who said fewer. That was because of circumstances, but way more, right? People bought up fireworks and exploded them because there weren't shows to go to, maybe, or because we've been inside for so long, or we're just, I don't know, feeling like we got to let people know that we exist or something. One person posted, though, that they spent $3,000 on fireworks from Boom City. What are you doing? Listen, I am, like, divided on fireworks, and it's, like, old man stuff. I'm inside, and I'm trying to keep my kids sane, my cats from going nuts, you know, the usual stuff. And those explosions happening over and over, they're like challenging. Over the television, over the movies, all that stuff that you try and do. Okay, fine. Trying to put the kid to bed. He's upset because there's explosions. You know, we made it fun and everything. Great, great. But then I go outside and I see one and it's all sparkly and pretty. And I'm like, wow, sparkly and pretty. My neighbors, they went and spent some money to get some stuff that makes sparkly stuff fly around in the air, and they were using things that were too powerful for the area that they were in. It was sending up like crazy fire right over our houses and just raining down sparks on everything. I'm like, I get why they're banned in the desert, because this would be instantly a gigantic forest fire. But again, it's pretty. And I'm immediately a sucker for it. Out the window, I'm like, wow. As soon as I can't see him, though, hey, cut that crap out. $3,000. Think about things you could do with $3,000 instead of blowing stuff up. And, like, the first two things that came to mind, my friends bought a Tempur-Pedic bed. And if you remember back, I was the space bed guy. I talked about that all the time. How do we get space, baby? Space bed. Hey-oh. And the mattress for a space bed, a Tempur-Pedic mattress, about $3,000. You could have slept for 10 years in extreme comfort, or made a bunch of things explode. You could have bought a 2005 Honda Accord from me and then done whatever you wanted with it. Could drive it. Could set off fireworks in it. Drive it off a cliff. I don't know. Make sure you get out first. I don't want you getting hurt. Also, the fireworks thing, dangerous. $3,000 is a lot of money. Right now, if you know, if they were allowing, if we could actually travel anywhere, because our government's done such a terrible job of keeping the coronavirus in check here. If we could travel anywhere, though, you could go to Japan for like a week on $3,000 and like experience a different culture. But hey, blow stuff up and make your neighbors hate you. Some neighbors will love you for it, and I'll stand outside and look at them and be like, that is pretty. But also, if I'm inside, I'm going to be like, it's been 3.5 hours. Please stop. At some point, my wife was like, there's fireworks going off in the daylight, and, you know, my almost 3-year-old is rambunctious, and he's starting to understand things. And what was that? Oh, those are fireworks. Fun, right? Yeah, hey. It's just explosions with sizzling, crackling noises, and it's like, well, you can't see. Why are you firing those off? She's like, they're wasting their fireworks. Boy, did we think we were smart telling our kid they were wasting their fireworks. Little did we know, they had plenty more for hours and hours. There's 3 shows around us, neighborhood shows, that went on for, like, starting at about 8 o'clock, they really got after it. And by 11:30, they were still going when I finally put earplugs in and just, like, fell asleep from being too sleepy. That's a long time. $3,000. You know anyone who spent more than that? I'm sure you do. I spent $11 because I wanted our kid to see like the generics. He's only 2, come on. I wanted him to have some sparklers and some snakes and some smoke bombs, and boy was he excited about that. But the thing that really worked out in our favor is I also was across the street from the Lowe's, so I popped in there and bought $10 worth of ladybugs. Let me tell you, 4th of July ladybug celebration, that's going to be part of my family's fun.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today in coronavirus, more than 650 new confirmed coronavirus cases and 5 additional deaths in Washington state. Hey, but at least it's not Florida, where they confirmed more than 10,000 new cases yesterday. Now, sure, they're 3 times bigger in population than Washington, but if you do that math, it would be about 2,000 if they were on par. Wait a second, aren't the Sounders there right now? Uh-oh. At least 6 players from FC Dallas tested positive, and other teams from Columbus to Montreal have confirmed cases now, too, as the MLS's back tournament starts later this week. Uh-oh. We have a very ridiculous preview of the action in the full 90 Soccer Time podcast now, 1077thend.com. Myself and my buddy Brandon making dumb jokes. In much more serious news, sadly, one protester has died. Another was in stable condition after a driver struck them driving the wrong way on the Olive Ramp onto I-5 during a protest. Washington State Police had closed off the freeway. Someone appeared to be doing this intentionally and at high speed. Look, you're not allowed to kill people just because you disagree. The Washington State Patrol will not be allowing protesters to enter I-5 for the safety of all citizens, including protesters and motorists. Pedestrians walking on the freeway will be arrested, says a tweet from Washington State Patrol. And it's day 8 of insane fireworks. Where do people get your money for 3.5 hours of that on Saturday? Hey, at least it was a Saturday night, though, right?
You just got news.
Sorry, I had to take a chocolate break. Anyway, we went up to the mountains, up to Ashford, Washington, got ourselves an Airbnb, packed up Nana. Our bubble has increased in size, as phase 2 allows for. Went up there and just got away. Built a fire, did some marshmallows, and I don't like a full s'more because I don't think it needs the chocolate, but some graham cracker and marshmallow, and the chocolate on the side, amazing. Did that, went up to Rainier. Did a little hike there to Carter Falls. That was, the falls themselves weren't anything special, but the hike was great. I recommend it if you need something easy. And went all the way up to Paradise, where it is cold as crap in like wintertime up there. There's snow everywhere. You needed spikes to be able to really get around. I don't even think crampons would have been enough. We went 5 years ago on July 4th, and it was, this year we went on the 1st, I think. Anyway, 5 years ago on the 4th, and it was wildflowers everywhere, sunny and warm and amazing. I guess that was a fluke year, maybe a drought year or something like that. I want to know, is the hiking at Paradise eventually pretty cool, like in August or something? Because I want to go back and do it again. So if you know anything about that, hit me up. I think we can face the fact that we're probably not ever going to space, but at least a part of space can be down here. But frankly, I don't think I want it.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
A Kickstarter campaign has been launched to sell the smell of space in a perfume called Eau de Space. Sounds like a god-awful idea for those of us not rich enough, slash smart enough, slash fit enough, slash small enough to go to one of those tiny capsules and be launched up into minimal gravity and experience one of the crappier parts of life in orbit. Let's think this through. You're trapped in a machine that burned like an Olympic swimming pool's worth of fuel. Then the air that's in there gets recycled, but everything always sort of smells like stale burning BO and space farts. Cool. I'd pay you not to wear that scent. Hey, why don't you just sit by a campfire eating cabbage and beans all night, then spend a few days on a road trip with the windows rolled up? Gross. Scientists think that the future of fixing your knees won't be slicing you open and then hacksawing your bones apart, ripping out a joint, replacing it by one made in a lab. Nope. Instead, they're working on an artificial cartilage gel to help you hobble on through. Whatever. I'm waiting for cyborg parts that can help me achieve my lifelong superpower goal of 40-foot flying jump kick. You'll never see me coming. It's gonna be awesome. And finally, the nerds at MIT developed a robot with four long glowing blue light bulbs standing atop it that can roam the floors of a warehouse killing germs and viruses. Cool. According to the top government official, I guess you just put that in you somehow and you're cured?
It's science.
No? No. Don't do that. I like it because it looks like something a Jedi would use to train on. It's like a cylindrical trash can with four lightsabers sticking out the top. It's probably the bad guy from episode 10. Oh, spoiler alert. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! I doubt you can hear it, but it's funny. I'm working from home, the home studio, doing great, love it. Radio's working out fine, great. But downstairs, we got a household, a radio studio, and downstairs, my wife and engaged in some sort of workout class, so I hear thumping and jumping around and music bumping. It's a lot of fun. We live in amazing times right now. I hope you're well.
This is the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show. The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
All right, thanks.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.